This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks. Here's the deal. Finalized, updated CFP details have emerged. And there's something in there that makes this a way better deal for Notre Dame than I was operating on till the final details came out. You should be happy about it, edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, thank you for being here. You can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Yanni Boy out as well. Notifications on it with you alerted every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishandy@gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want it. You can get it if you don't want to see my face. I definitely understand that. The call-in lines, 312-988-15. You call Johnny Boy up, tell him all the footballs you heard and seen. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish Inc. USA Today, Irish Wire, read all about it. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. Former captain, leading tackler, by the way, key detail to me, and myself, breaking it all down behind the paywall. We have a good time over there. Extra shout out to the people there year-round. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Can't get enough football, man. Doesn't matter what month it is. We want more football. All right. So it seems like every day more and more details come out about a playoff format, and then they're gonna and then that one's finalized, and then 2 days later there's a plan for another one, and then another one. And different people report different details from these deals and all that. So I guess today it was officially finalized, the deal between the playoff committee and ESPN and what they're going to do. There's a new detail. And it's a pretty big deal. I think it helps Notre Dame's position in this a lot. It makes people like me feel a lot better about it. This is a detail I did not see on any of the early documentation. But it should make you feel a lot better about where the Irish stand. So there will be a 14-teamer from 26 to 32. Doesn't that sound like a long time away? It really isn't, but it feels like it. Here's the deal. Big Ten, SEC, $21 million a year per school, no matter what. Whether my understanding is whether they're in the playoff or not, each school gets that amount every year. Key detail, remember that. ACC, 13. Big 12, 12. Group of five, 1.8. Which, by the way, is where Notre Dame was slotted to be paid out at the first time I saw any news about this. Here's the kicker. Here's the new news. Notre Dame's got that $12 million plus a $6 million bonus if they make the field. That $6 million was not in the original details of all this. It was not. Everywhere I looked, I saw that 12. I did not see anything listed about that $6 million bonus if they make the field. You know, if you've been following this show, I've been saying the two things Notre Dame needs to keep down the path of independence and make it viable: reasonable playoff access. And I think we pretty much agree we need to give up the bye. And it's just been, that's been accepted and over for a year. And Feinbaum keeps needing to make it his business and a big deal about it and make up narratives about Notre Dame. He did it yesterday. Notre Dame can't keep getting away with this. Shut the hell up. Shut up. Notre Dame can't keep getting away with this. Sounds like you don't have a problem with Notre Dame. Get up there and call out the TV execs. Get up there and call out the commissioners of all those other conferences that want to work with Notre Dame. I think you got beef with the wrong people. Anyways, he's running his mouth about Notre Dame again, little nerd. I don't know how they keep getting away with this. Oh, give me my more money from the SEC. Oh. And you know what's messed up about it too? Feinbaum thinks he's the smartest person in any room. He considers himself an old school college football intellectual, that type of guy. The way he looks, the way he carries himself, all highfalutin and all that. It really does surprise me he's doing SEC stuff. It really, I guarantee you, that guy, the way he comes off, when these people call on his show, them real Southerners with the big old twang in their voice, and it's hard to understand them, he don't like those people. He's judging those people. He don't like taking those calls. I'm convinced of it. He has a superiority complex. I guarantee he doesn't like those people. Anyways, he's running his mouth again, and it's bugging me. Notre Dame can't get away with this. The $12 million plus six is $18 million. And the SEC and the Big Ten are getting $21 million. And they don't have another six to get if they get in. They just all get that number. So this is something negotiated in for Notre Dame. So if you're looking at 18 to 21, $3 million less, you can live with that. You can make that work. You can live with that if you're Notre Dame. In fact, I think Notre Dame got a pretty good deal. I think Notre Dame got a pretty good deal. We were always going to have to make concessions. We were, and you all knew that. Like, you don't go into a negotiation like this where you're the one outlier and you're outnumbered and all that. Like, and bully your way around. That was not going to work here. There was going to always have to be concessions made from Notre Dame's side. So I guess our bye is conference title week. You rest up, get situated for the playoff. $3 million less than the big two. That's a better deal for Notre Dame than I thought this would be. That allows Notre Dame to compete as an independent. No problem, in my opinion. $3 million isn't a big gap. Then again, I guess we need to mention, if you want that $6 million and you're accounting it in your bank account, you better make the field. You better make the field. So this has ended up being a better deal than I thought, unless they come out with the format and it's literally guaranteed spots for four Big Ten teams, four SEC teams, four of this, and there's like two at-large bids or something. I wouldn't like that. So I don't know. I like it. This is a better deal than what I thought now that all these details are out. And that buy thing is like, I always say, Notre Dame fans never agree on anything. I have not really seen anyone really like out of their minds upset in Notre Dame land about that buy. I think we have our eyes on that home game, hopefully a home night game, the week of Christmas in South Bend with the Southern team visiting us up north for Christmas. Got a little Santa gift for you. Come on up and freeze your ass off in South Bend. How do you like that? Merry Christmas, right? So I haven't really seen that much pushback from Notre Dame people about the bye. It sucks. It's not ideal, but we accepted it. We accepted it. We're not at risk of playing that last game against a good team in the conference championship and either dropping down seeds by losing or getting bumped out, whatever. We get it. We're not complaining. Feinbaum's making up stuff again. So, especially when you add in the look-in clause that allows Notre Dame to reevaluate their situation in 28, I believe it is, that's an extra safety net. And so if you need to look at something, that then you could look at something with no penalty with that contract stuff. That's beautiful too. When I look at how this started, you know, Notre Dame with in the 1.8 million range and all that, like they were putting us in the low payout, playing hardball, whatever it was. I think this was a great job negotiating by Notre Dame's representatives. The buy thing is just not that huge of a deal, and it doesn't even apply all the time, right? Like, you need to be in the... I don't know how often Notre Dame's going to be ranked that high that they would have had a buy anyways, is my point. So that's not even something that affects you every year you're relevant in the playoff. And then you add in that look, and I just think it was a good job negotiating by Notre Dame's representatives here. Whoever it is, whoever the lawyers are, Pavakwa, if Jack, the basement hater, it was in it, I don't know. It's still one of the highlights of my YouTube career to have Jack do an exit interview on Irish Illustrated and say, the problem with the Ludwig story is people reporting from their basement. I don't care if he was just using that as a colloquialism or whatever you want to call it. I don't even care if it isn't about me. I took it personal and I want to. Oh, my word. So, I think this is a pretty good job negotiating by Notre Dame's representatives. I think Notre Dame ended up in a better spot than I thought they would be. And that $6 million kicker is awesome. You gotta be in it to keep piling up those $6 millions, right? My two requirements to stay independent was reasonable playoff access. And even with the no buy, I think it's reasonable. And you've heard me say it a million times. You can't get in a deal where Rutgers is going to... I'm sorry to Rutgers. They're where my mind goes. To where just because they're in the Big Ten, they're no good at football, and they get an extra $20 million than you per year. And they're $100 million ahead of you after 5 years. That is not workable. And it ain't what happened. It ain't what happened. So I love that $6 million kicker. It was not in the original details. Of course, Notre Dame must perform to earn that extra $6 million. But that risk year to year for where we're at now is totally worth preserving independence to me. And then you see how it goes, and then you can reevaluate. For now, from Notre Dame's autonomous angle, meaning like what Notre Dame could control, independence seems safe. What could mess it up, though? The ACC. I'm happy with this negotiation. I think Notre Dame ended up in a better spot than I thought they were going to end up looking at this money. That $6 million kicker is a big deal to me, man. You were looking at being $9 million behind every... If you could get to three, that's workable, but you got to be in the field. But what happens if the ACC caves? When you're looking at, like, what could go wrong with all this, you're like, well, what if Notre Dame doesn't do good in the playoff? Like, I don't know. The biggest thing that could go wrong here is the ACC caves. I was looking on Twitter at the lawsuit stuff with Florida State and Clemson, and that paperwork's coming out and the stuff filed. That could be a big issue. If you got the big boy teams of the ACC looking to leave the ACC, and they're the only needle movers in the ACC, and they leave, Where does that leave all the other Notre Dame sports that are in the ACC and then Notre Dame's deal with the five games, whatever? Like, I'm just, there's a scenario where Notre Dame could end up in a bad spot and it has nothing to do with really Notre Dame. I don't know what's going to happen with the ACC. They're on extremely shaky footing. And it seems like these teams, they're trying to find a way out. And if it costs a lot of money or what, I don't know, but they're trying to find a way out. So you have internal dissension in the ACC and there's instability there. That's a thing where you just got to wait and see what happens. And you got to see exactly what the scenarios are when you're in them. So you put yourself in a good spot now. And then you just got to wait and see where those chips fall. And then if you have to make tough decisions, you have to make tough decisions. But biggest takeaway for me is that $6 million bonus makes a big, big difference. Big, big difference. $3 million less, I can live in that ballpark. $3 million. Some of these Notre Dame donors drop that when they get out of their car at the white lot. You shitting me? I mean, that's totally doable. So Notre Dame's leadership did a good job. Their lawyers, whatever, they did a good job, man. And so I got to give them credit on that. This deal's better than I thought it would be. Now you got to just see what happens with the ACC. Let me know what you think.